Let's talk now to the Sinn Féin Dublin Midwest TD, Eoin O'Brien, who's with me in studio. Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
Isn't the big problem for Sinn Féin going into this election one of internal governance in your own party? You had members of your party writing references for a paedophile, references that a party HR manager became aware of and the leadership apparently knew nothing about. If your party leadership doesn't know what senior officials are doing in your press office or your HR department, how can you be trusted to run government departments?
Well, first of all, this is a hugely historic election. For the first time in a century, people have the opportunity to vote for a government to be led by a party other than Fianna Fáil.
Could you address the question?
I absolutely will address the question. And not only will people have the opportunity to vote for a government to be led by Sinn Féin, but one that's actually going to tackle the issues which every day when I'm out on the doors, people are dealing with. Okay. Housing, healthcare, childcare.
Can you address the issue of trust here?
Of living.
How can you be trusted to run government departments
because,
when you can't run your own party properly?
Well, first of all, we do run our own party properly, and Mary Lou MacDonald has demonstrated without any doubt that every time an issue or a problem arose within the party, she dealt with it decisively and in the most appropriate manner, and I'm more than happy to stand over her actions in that. But also, let's be very clear. This election is about which set of policies are going to address the needs of the people. I'm out canvassing every day. I'm watching the opinion polls very closely. What people want to know is who's going to fix housing, who's going to fix healthcare, who's going to deliver affordable childcare, who's going to tackle the cost of living crisis, who's going to abolish USC on the first 45,000 euros for all workers. And on those issues, when people have conversations, people are telling us they want to see Sinn Féin in government.
But don't you accept, though, that you have a problem with internal governance in your party? If senior people in your party are doing things the leadership doesn't know about, then that raises a question about how you would actually govern.
No, you've asked the same question three times, Justin,
yeah, but you haven't
and I've
answered
asked you.
It.
I absolutely have answered. When a number of issues arose in our party, as they arise in any organisation, including the organisation that you, Justin, work for, our party leadership acted quickly, acted decisively and addressed the issues in the most appropriate manner. But I have to say, when I'm out on the doors, that's not what people are asking me about. People are saying, when are we going to get affordable homes? People are telling us, when are we going to get 10 euro a day childcare? People are asking, when are we going to get healthcare when we need it in a most timely manner? People are asking us, when are we going to get rid of a government which, just as you've had the minister on, is either wasting huge amounts of money through badly managed capital programmes, or when it comes to housing or schools, is delaying the delivery of much needed projects. People want to know what the policies are and who's going to tackle those big issues. And I have to say, the response certainly I'm getting on the doors, including in Lucan this morning, was enormously positive, because people are desperate for change. And for the first time in a century, they can have that change if they vote for Sinn Féin.
I want to ask you about your party's plans to provide affordable homes, as you mentioned it there. Under your plan, affordable home purchasers, the buyers of affordable homes would own their own home, but they wouldn't own the land that home is built on. Have you got a cast iron guarantee from the banks that they will lend mortgages to those people?
So it's really important about this policy, and it's the most innovative part of our policy platform, is it will allow us to sell really good quality starter homes to people in Dublin and across the country for prices of 250, 60, 70,000. They legally own the home, they'll be able to do what they want with it as per any other homeowner, and crucially they'll be able to pass
will
it on
the
to
banks
their children.
Lend to them?
Absolutely. When we've met the banks, myself and Piers Doherty, on two occasions, they set out the terms that would be required for them to be able to secure your loans on those properties. I am absolutely satisfied we can meet those conditions. And unlike the government, who never even met the banks before they opened their affordable, so-called affordable housing plans, we've met them. They've set out what they need. We've built that into their plans. And not only will the banks lend into our scheme, but actually the banks will also fund local authorities to provide additional mortgages for folks who can't access bank loans to purchase these homes. What's also important about this is, because we're able to sell these homes at prices of 250, 260,000, people's mortgages are lower and the level of risk to the banks are lower. So this is a red herring that the government keeps throwing out there.
But I want to ask you to clarify, if somebody defaults on their mortgage and a bank wants to repossess that property, how can they do that if they don't own the land on which the home is built?
So what the banks have set out to us is two options, both of which work from my point of view. The first is for the state to step in and buy out the mortgage, as would currently be the case, for example, with mortgage to rent or tenant in situ. And that would keep that person in that home, but albeit as a social renter or cost rental tenant.
There's a moral hazard there in that instance.
Because if you let me answer the question, Justin, the second option is where the local authority opts not to buy out the mortgage. For example, if somebody willfully refuses to pay that mortgage, the bank can have a charge on the land, and that deals with moral hazard. But the banks have also said to us in our meetings, they are also really interested not only to lend into bank lending for mortgage purchases in the traditional way, they would also really like to lend into the local authority home loan for people to be able to buy at even lower interest rates on lower mortgages. This is the only way you can deliver genuinely affordable homes for working people to put home ownership back into reach. And no wonder the government are so scared of it, because their so-called affordable housing scheme, 500 to 550,000 euros to purchase a home, and the bank gets first charge on everything and the state loses its shirt if things go wrong. Our plan is not only better in terms of affordability, but it's more secure for the mortgager and for the bank as well.
If somebody defaults on their mortgage in one of those homes, would they be evicted?
So the same approach would be applied as is currently applied. There are a number of schemes.
I want to clarify the point. How can I answer the question if you won't even allow me to finish a sentence? Because I want to clarify the point.
There are schemes currently where the state can step in and acquire a property under tenant in situ or mortgage to rent to prevent somebody from becoming homeless. That doesn't apply to all cases. It would apply exactly the same under our scenario. In reality, the overwhelming majority of people who get into mortgage difficulty will go without food and heat to pay their mortgage. The number of cases of mortgage default that comes up in the ordinary run of things is relatively limited. We want to ensure that people who get into mortgage difficulty through no fault of their own aren't made homeless. But we also want to warn, of course, against moral hazard, and our plan deals with that comprehensively, unlike the government's plan, which is pushing up house prices, pushing up rents and forcing people to emigrate because they can't put an affordable roof over their head.
You're going into this election proposing that Sinn Féin will be the party of change. Aren't you also the party that changes its mind? You changed your mind on immigration. You dropped support for the government's accommodation centres, and we don't even know where Sinn Féin would build accommodation centres. You changed your mind on climate change. In 2020, Sinn Féin said it favoured setting out sectoral emissions targets in legislation. We don't know what targets Sinn Féin would set. You've no clear policy on emissions targets in areas like agriculture, and you have come out against carbon taxes. And your party leader said that you would rerun the family and care referendums if they were defeated. And when they were defeated, Matt Carthy said that they wouldn't be rerun. So there's no consistency from Sinn Féin on key issues, is there?
Well, almost all of your propositions are entirely false and without foundation. The only thing you said, which is actually accurate, is we're against the carbon tax. And we're against the carbon tax because it increases pressure on working families and as it does nothing to reduce emissions. Sinn Féin has set out very clearly, whether it's on climate change, whether it's in terms of international protection, whether it's in terms of carers, what we would do in government to address those issues. This government is not going to meet its 2030 emissions reductions targets. It's all about the stick and it's not about the carrot. And while, yes, we need to invest more in public transport and renewable energy and bringing down emissions in the built environment, this government, in fact, not only is not achieving its objectives, but it's actually pushing people away from a desire to address climate change. We believe in a just transition and all of our policies are directed towards that. And with respect to international protection, what strikes me as incredible is the very same government who's making a mess of housing, healthcare, childcare, of course, is making a mess of international protection because they have no credible plan. Again, we set out in some detail earlier this year exactly how we would improve the international protection system to be fair, to be compassionate, to be human rights based, but also to be efficient and to be enforced. This government have had 8 years to fix housing, healthcare, childcare and international protection. They have made a mess of everything. Only a Sinn Féin-led government can deliver real change.
All right.
Affordable housing, 10 euro childcare and abolishing USC on the first 45,000 euros for every worker. People have a choice to make on the 29th. More of the same failed Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government or real change led by Sinn Féin. And all I would urge them is for themselves and for the children's future, vote for Sinn Féin in 21 days' time.
All right. Eoin Óibrín of Sinn Féin, thank you very much for coming into our studio. We're back with the Labour Party and Independent Ireland after this break.